is go.
Pegasus is go.
PTC is go.
Copy, is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety cost is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people.
On RSPRadio1.com. And welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Seems like forever since we've been on the air.
Yes, it does, but we're back.
Man, I'll tell you, we had the entire, we didn't plan to take the entire month of December off, but we did.
Yes, and it's because you got a little bug you never thought you would get.
Well, it's not that I never thought I would get it. It's just that I didn't think I was going to get it right then. I mean, you know, COVID is a funny thing. And, you know, we did a little thing right before Christmas. You and I put up a podcast to let, you know, kind of let people know what was going on. I live in a town of 62 people.
Right. You know, right.
And I spend more time with the dogs than I do with the people. So, I, you know, the only thing I could figure, Diane, was I got this at the grocery store. And, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, but at least you're better. It's
I
too
am.
Bad you couldn't do the whole, in you know, course of ivermectin and get as better fast as your wife did within days, as opposed to, it seems like it's dragged on for you well over a month. But folks, ivermectin doesn't always agree with everyone. It does have certain side effects on the gastro tract. Unfortunately, Craig was one of those that experienced that. But at least you're better now. That's the main thing.
I am. I'll tell you, though, I still get tired really quick. Yeah, anything I do, I take the dog out. You know, today I had to make a run into town and do a couple errands, and you know, I got back and I was just like, oh, I'm exhausted. But you know, it is what it is. I can now get the T-shirt that says "I survived COVID."
That's true.
I mean,
but knowing that you had COVID and what you went through, you still, I assume, would not get the vaccine.
No, I don't even have to think about it.
Smart.
I mean, look, the more we learn, the more my decision not to get the vaccine seems like the right decision.
I believe it was.
You know, and I think I might speak for a lot of people out there who chose, like you have and I have and so many others have, not to get the vaccine. And have still come down with COVID, I still feel, for me, it was the right decision.
Well, especially since now the people that are getting the Omicron are mostly the unvaccinated. And it's the unvaccinated who are getting seriously ill as opposed, I mean, it's the vaccinated, It's the vaccinated who are getting more seriously ill than the unvaccinated because, folks, whether you want to accept this or not, the vaccines are affecting DNA and actually making you more susceptible to the virus.
It's so weird, you know?
It is weird.
But you're right. I mean, we hear more and more and more about fully vaxxed people winding up in a pretty tough spot, you know? And there's another variant on the way.
From France, yes.
Thanks a lot, French people.
You know, wasn't forcing us to eat snails bad enough?
And frog legs.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, that. And all sorts of other rodents and creatures that they eat.
I mean, there's a reason I don't like French cuisine.
I'm not a fan of it either.
You know, you and I were talking the other day. I don't like Northern Italian either for the same reason I don't like a lot of the French stuff. Heavy cream sauce just doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't do it for me either. Give me good old Southern Italian, Sicilian cooking any day.
Sicilian, Tuscan, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Tuscan, sure.
Any kind of Mediterranean. I love Greek, you know, but the French. Nah, French fries, I like French fries.
Well, they're American, so it's okay.
Yeah, but they're called French, so.
True.
Yeah.
It's just in a name, it's not what they are.
Just the label. Yes. That's all it is. But we're back, and this coming Tuesday, we're going to have a full 90-minute show, get back to the regular schedule. And, you know, I noticed this week that my voice has gotten better every day this week.
Yeah. You sound better every day. Less hoarse, less nasal, less congested. I'd say you're probably like 80-85% back to normal.
You know, I think you're probably right. And I just, you know, I've got a couple other medical issues that I have to have looked at. And here's the weirdest thing, folks. I would not have known of these other issues had I not come down with COVID.
Or the other issues might be because of COVID.
Well, it could be. It could be. One definitely is due to COVID. Now, the other two issues that I have, one might be COVID, the other one I'm almost certain is not. Mm-hmm. But they would not have found that had they not been doing a CAT scan of my lungs and all of that. So maybe, in a weird way, COVID might turn out to be a blessing for me.
It's very possible.
I mean, that's weird when you think of it, but, you know, it is what it is. But, folks, we're glad to be back. I hope you enjoyed the hiatus more than I did. It wouldn't be hard. You know, I was never like deathly ill. I was just freaking exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And I can tell you this. I can tell you this about being down with the COVID for nearly a month. I am sick and tired of some of these damn commercials I see over and over and over on TV. Some of the songs in the commercials now, I just hate them. And, you know, some of the commercials, like that one for recycling, and it's got some goofy little ditty and, you know, it's a thing kind of pushing green energy, which annoys me to begin with.
Right. But true.
That commercial and that song, I bet you I saw that damn commercial probably 20 times, 23 times a day. For a month, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, I'm just done with it. But I did catch up on some good old movies while I was, you know, down at Key Largo. I watched Key Largo, you know, and some old John Wayne movies and, you know, stuff like that. So I caught up on some of that. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about tonight because there have been a few things happening in the news.
Yes, there have been.
Hard to believe.
Just a few, right?
Just a few. Yesterday was January 6th,
mm-hmm.
In case anybody missed it. And
Insurrection Day, folks.
Yeah, yep.
new national holiday.
Insurrection Day, Ashley Babbitt Day. I don't know what to call it.
Right.
You know? But, oh, my God, can we talk about that a little bit and some of the crap that was going on yesterday?
Absolutely.
I mean, did you see that goofy candlelight vigil last night the Democrats had on the steps?
Of course. This whole thing is goofy, if you want to use that as the word. You know, here it is. We had American cities burning, looting, rioting, all sorts of other nasty things. But a small group of people, some of them, you know, total nut jobs, that's insurrection? That's insurrection? I don't think so.
I know. It's, you know... Let me say this about the candlelight vigil. The candles were as fake as the insurrection itself.
Sure.
They didn't even have real candles.
No, they didn't.
Now, you know, Diana and I, we sat down, we talked earlier today, and we said, well, you know, what sorts of things do we want to cover? And we're just going to kind of freelance it tonight. So we didn't really talk about anything in specifics, but... I just want to know, Diana, are you like me? Are you kind of disappointed now that goofy shaman in the buffalo hat and the buckskin pants didn't actually become the president?
No, I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, unfortunately, there's some on our side that are still being jailed in solitary for basically... walking in when the police opened the door for them.
Well,
I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's a great point. The Capitol Police were standing there, taking down the barricades, opening the doors, and ushering people in.
Yes.
Now let's go back a full year, Diane. You and I, via Skype, in our respective offices, we had our TVs on. We were watching what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
The liberals were having kittens over the whole thing, and you and I are watching the stuff on TV like, what are they talking about?
Exactly. Did anyone listening to our show actually see our side storming the Capitol? What I saw was police opening the doors and people just, you know, slowly walking in.
Now, were there a few people, a handful of people that were treating it like a frat party? Yeah.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. But you and I, sitting here watching, and we were making comments like, well, people are just walking along, I mean, in a single file line.
Exactly.
You ever see an insurrection that was a single file line?
No, I didn't. And laughing and, you know, sort of... joyous and entering.
Taking pictures?
Exactly.
Selfies?
And some of those pictures were with the Capitol Police.
Some of them actually were. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean...
Some insurrection.
It's got to be the worst insurrection in the history of insurrections.
Exactly. And like one of your memes had, the people that were supposedly committing insurrection against our government... we're carrying American flags.
Proudly.
Proudly. I mean, this makes no sense, folks.
Now, you know, I've seen video of actual insurrections. That doesn't happen. The insurrectionists do not carry and wave proudly the flag of the country they're trying to overthrow.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, the whole thing is just... beyond stupid.
So yesterday, in the hallowed halls of Congress, the liberals were, I mean, it was bizarre, okay? They had a moment of silence. A moment of silence for what exactly? Because they never mentioned Ashley Babbitt's name. Now, if there needed to be a moment of silence, it would be for her.
Correct.
Okay, so what exactly did they have the moment of silence for? Nothing got burned down. What, was it a moment of silence because Nancy Pelosi's laptop went missing?
Well, here's another thing that came across one of my feeds right before we went on air. Do you know that another person on our side is going to be charged with murder because someone leaving the area got killed in a car accident?
What?
Did you see that?
No.
Insanity. It was, I want to say it was either, let me see if I can still find it. I want to say it was either an AOL notification or on Fox.
Wow.
But don't hold me to that, anybody. But it is on the feeds that there is going to be another person charged with murder because someone left the area and got killed on their way home in a car accident.
That's insane.
Of course it's insane. But the Democrats are insane, so what do you expect?
Good point.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing yesterday was such theater. At one point, Nancy Pelosi actually had the cast of Hamilton via video singing a song.
Oh, God.
I mean, what the hell?
Oh, God.
It was like nothing I've ever seen. You know, look, that was not an insurrection.
No.
I mean, I don't know how to break it to these morons, but, you know, if they think that was an insurrection, I mean, you know, you want to see an insurrection? I mean, look at what happens in third world countries. If these liberals really wanted to see an insurrection, they should have looked at what was going on in Portland for damn near 7 months.
True.
I mean, they're burning police stations. They're burning a federal courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you want to see what domestic terrorism really looks like. You know, look at what happened for 7 or 8 months in every big blue city in this country.
And nothing was done about it.
And nothing will be. And nothing will be.
Have you seen anybody charged? Anybody in jail because of it? I haven't.
No, but we've got people that were at the Capitol doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
that are sitting in jail, and they haven't been charged either. But they've been there for almost a year.
Exactly. And Biden's speech yesterday, blaming President Trump for every problem, basically, that we have.
Oh, God.
I know, it just gets better and better, doesn't it?
It really does. It's nuts, but yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
I think the American people are smart enough, at least most of them, to see through this crap. You know, most Democrats, let's separate liberals and Democrats for a minute.
Right.
Most Democrats aren't going to say anything because they're afraid of the backlash if they do.
True.
You know, so here again, you got just a little handful of people. You know, the liberal Marxists, the elected ones, and the mainstream media, they're the ones that are carrying the water on this thing, and it was a nothing burger.
Right. Exactly. That's all it was.
I mean, it's just crazy. It makes you wonder, in a way, what they're going to do for January 6th next year.
This is going to be an annual thing until the Democrats are out of power.
Well, and if the midterm election goes the way we think it will, okay, the House is definitely going to flip. I think the Senate is going to flip both to red. But next year, January 6th, the liberals will still have the power because that doesn't happen until about 2 weeks later.
True.
You know, so, true. You know, when I say I wonder what they're going to do next year, I mean, you know, you think about it, it's their last gasp to do anything about it.
Very true.
So, Katie barred
very
the door,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court was in session today,
mm-hmm.
and they were hearing COVID mandate crap.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you think that's going to turn out?
Well, let's start by saying we do know as fact that all the justices have been vaccine boosted.
Okay.
However, I think the majority of the ones on the right, maybe not all of them, but I think the majority of them are smart enough to be able to separate the vaccine itself from the constitutionality of Biden issuing a mandate that everyone must take it. In other words, they're smart enough to realize the government is not in control of what we put or not put into our bodies. At least I've got my fingers crossed for that.
Well, you know, I mean, I think you're right. I think a majority, I think this is going to come down to maybe a 6-3, at the best a 5-4, and we're going to win this thing. The mandates are going to be squashed. When you look at the court as it set today, if you happen to listen to some of the stuff that was going on in there, it looks like the Chief Justice, John Roberts, and Neil Gorsuch, they sounded today like they're pretty firm that the government, Biden, has overstepped whatever kind of authority they think they have.
Right.
You know, they were pretty adamant in some of the questions they asked, mm-hmm. you know, regarding the constitutionality of the thing. Amy Comey Barrett, she's right there, too. I thought one of the best questions today was when she asked, when does the emergency end? You know,
yeah.
she said 2 years from now. Do we have any reason to think that COVID is going to be gone? Or that no. new variants might be emerging. I mean, you know, that's you know, they're doing this under emergency powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
emergency
if
it's authorization.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's it. Yep. And if they're allowed to get away with this, they could keep that emergency in place indefinitely.
But the problem is Biden has been recommended to change his position on COVID from eliminating the disease to learning to live with the disease. Well, if you're learning to live with the disease, it's no longer an emergency.
Oh, there you go, making sense again.
I know. It's awful to make sense, isn't it?
Well, it is. But you know who did not make any sense today?
Who?
Sonia Sotomayor.
Oh, she never makes any sense.
Did you hear what she said today?
I'm sure I did, but refresh my mind.
Quote, we have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition. Many on ventilators. What? What? She seems to be the only person that's heard of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's not too bright anyway.
You got that right.
You know, she's just a Democrat talking head.
But, well, yes, but there she sits in a black robe on the Supreme Court bench. And she said this from the bench. You know, so she's drinking the Kool-Aid. She's spreading the propaganda. I mean, look, we all know that Omicron is much more transmittable, mm-hmm. but far less severe.
Exactly.
Okay, so how can our hospitals be filling up with people on ventilators, and how can we have 100,000 children, many of them on ventilators because of this Omicron, because kids don't even get the Delta or the regular COVID. I mean, they're just about completely immune to it anyway.
First of all, hospital emergency rooms are usually close to capacity. People go there for emergencies. Not every emergency is COVID. Many patients, like throughout the pandemic, have gone to emergency rooms with COVID, but for other conditions. The other conditions being their reason for being there, they just happen to have COVID. That's what an emergency room is. They're usually filled pretty much to capacity.
Well, and let's talk about hospital rooms, okay? You know, mm-hmm. hospitals have an ICU, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a very small percentage of the beds in any given hospital are ICU beds. Okay, so let's say you got a, I don't even know what an average size hospital is, but let's say you got a hospital that's got 1,000 beds.
Okay.
Okay. Out of those 1,000 beds, how many do you suppose are ICU beds?
In a large scale hospital, I would say maybe 60, but I'm guessing.
Okay. I mean, let's go on the high end of that. Let's say out of 1,000 beds, you got 100 that
All
are
right.
ICU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing too, but you know, okay. Now, you got heart patients in there. You got lung patients in there. You know, mm-hmm. people that have had transplants. Mm-hmm. You might have people in there that have been run over by a bus.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why people wind up in the ICU. So out of those 100 ICU beds, there might be 5 or 10 being occupied by somebody with COVID.
Right.
Okay, so don't make it out to be that the whole hospital is full of COVID patients and the whole ICU is full of COVID patients. It's
not the case. They're not. In fact, right now, I have a good friend that's in one of our major South Florida hospitals with COVID, and she was put on a COVID floor. In other words, the hospital gave this one floor to COVID patients, not the whole hospital, not overrunning the emergency rooms. One floor was given over to COVID patients. They are exaggerating. The media, the Democrat-controlled media, is exaggerating the numbers.
Well, and when
to make Biden look better, of course.
Well, of course. You know, and part of the problem here is they'll never tell you the numbers. They'll just say the hospitals are at capacity. Hospitals are overflowing. ICU beds are full. They'll never tell you, you know, in my part of the world here, a hospital might have 3 or 4 ICU beds because, you know, I live in a very rural area. There's not a whole lot of population here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's a couple of accident victims and somebody with a heart attack, that leaves one bed for somebody with COVID. And they'll say, well, you know, COVID's overflowing the ICU. No, it's not. Yeah, you know, it's just not.
No, I know.
But the media won't give you the numbers. They won't tell you because they don't want you to know that.
Exactly. But you know what? There's nothing we can do about it because as long as the Democrats are in control, we're not going to be told the truth. So it's kind of up to people like us to dig out the truth and try to get it out there.
Right. Now, when do you think the Supreme Court's going to make a decision on this? Because as the OSHA mandate goes, so goes the rest of them. I mean, that's what it looks like. So when do you think they're going to come out with a ruling?
Early next week, maybe.
I kind of think maybe you're right. Now, they could just put a stay on it and say, well, you can't do this till we have a chance to really dig into this thing.
But I
think the decision's probably going to come sooner than later.
Only because people are up in arms about this. In fact, the Navy recently won their case against a lower court than the Supreme Court about Navy members having to have the vaccine. Enough of them said no.
And that basically, wasn't that the case with the Navy SEALs?
I believe it might be.
Yeah. But, you know, look at the military. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a lot of military members that are putting in for religious deferrals and this and that, and the military isn't even considering those.
Right.
They're just ignoring them.
The best thing we can all do is ignore Biden and Psaki and all the rest of them because you're not getting the truth.
God, I wish I could.
You're not going to get the truth from Fauci.
Oh, hell no.
You know, so just, you know, let what they say go in one ear and out the other.
I wish I could do that. I mean, I really
don't
do.
Don't we all?
Good Lord. It's just a bizarre situation. Folks, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We still got more to talk about, though. We got another whole segment of the show coming up. So let's take a quick break here, Diane, and then we'll come back with more on Right Side Patriots after the...
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's long-time Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com. Hi, guys. Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's long...
Hey, that happens. Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor. One of our little promos just played twice.
Hey, it happens.
I was all ready for the bumper music to come on and the promo started up again. I'm like, what the? Oh, well. Live radio, what are you going to do?
Right.
We're talking about stuff that's in the news, and this really, I mean, there's a lot of speculation regarding this next topic. Nobody really knows what the answer is. Will he or won't he run in 2024?
I think there's always the chance, of course, he's going to run because, you know, he doesn't like to lose, which is a good thing.
Right.
So he'll fight to get back, and just his getting reelected will invalidate Biden's presidency. However, I have noticed over the past few weeks, our Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is becoming more and more vocal. He's in the news almost every day. And what he's doing is kind of mimicking things that Trump believes in. Now, I would love to see Ron DeSantis as either vice president or as the presidential candidate with Kristi Noem.
Okay.
So both of them running together.
Right.
However, Ron DeSantis is dealing with his wife having breast cancer, but she is responding to treatment, folks. So that might step him back a bit. However, I recently put up a short Facebook blog, and what people don't understand is the whole process of, let's say, a sitting governor running for president. And this was my thing. If Ron DeSantis, sitting governor of the free state of Florida, decided to run for president in 2024, or if Donald Trump picked him as his VP choice in 2024, this is the scenario that would play out. Simply, if DeSantis lost in either scenario, he would then return to Florida as governor, for he stays Florida's governor even while running for higher office. Also remember, DeSantis is not running for governor in 2024, as his next term would not be over until 2026, as this is his reelection year. In other words, one does not have to give up their current office while running for higher office. They only must give it up if they win said higher office. And while I would hate to lose DeSantis as our governor, the truth is that America desperately needs a man like Ron DeSantis to help set the rest of our country free. And know that his lieutenant governor is carefully chosen to do Florida proud as well, making this a win-win situation either way. The reason I posted that is because some here in Florida, while they'd love to see DeSantis as president, are so afraid the state will collapse without him as governor. They forget that his lieutenant governor would become governor, and his lieutenant governor was picked because it follows follows his policies.
Well, you know, I mean, it makes sense. I've got nothing against Ron DeSantis. I like the guy, you know, and I think he'd be a fantastic president. I think he'd be a fantastic vice president, but I think he'd be a fantastic president. The question is, will Trump run or will Trump not run? And right now, it's kind of an open question. Everybody's, you know, considering this a foregone conclusion. Well, of course he's going to run. I'm not that convinced.
Either am I. And the reason I'm not that convinced is because Ron DeSantis has been flooding the airwaves, not so much of his choice. He's constantly on Fox. He's all over the internet media. He's constantly being questioned and holding press conferences. It's almost like Trump is keeping him in his back pocket. If I don't run, this is who I'm going to basically suggest run in my place.
Now, I would love to see Trump run again, and I would love to see him just spank the ass of those liberals. But
absolutely,
there is a part of me that says Trump is engaged in a gaslighting of the liberals right now. He's got all eyes on him. Every liberal is trying to figure out how are we going to run against Trump in 2024. You know, and he's got their attentions. You know, they're laser focused on him.
Right? I agree.
Could it be that Trump is playing that up to the hilt and at the last minute he'll say, well, guess what? I'm not running.
I think that could happen. He might say, I'll be a behind the scenes player. I'll lend my support to who I think should be president. But it's possible because he will be 78 years old and or maybe even older. No, I think it's 78. And while he's in great shape, it doesn't mean he might not want to go through a whole presidential campaign again.
You know, I mean, he could just be gaslighting the liberals into spending a whole lot of money and expending a whole lot of energy and time and other resources on trying to figure out how to beat him in 2024, only to pull the plug at the last minute and say, I'm not running. What made you think I was running?
Well, I also think he wants to be a two-term president. I mean, our country was doing so well under him. He might look at it as, I've got to bring us back again.
Well, and if that's the case, and it could very well be, and I'm fine with that, but if that's the case, he's got to put somebody in there as a VP like a Ron DeSantis who can then carry the torch, because this would be Trump's second and final term, and he's got to have a VP that can carry the torch and possibly go on for another 8 years. DeSantis is in the age group that he could easily do another 8 years.
Exactly. He absolutely is.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, and if you look at it that way, and maybe this is the way Trump himself is looking at it, you know, Trump could be sitting down there at Mar-a-Lago thinking, you know, if I run and I win, and I've got a guy like Ron DeSantis, that gives us a good possibility of holding the White House for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if Ron DeSantis runs, then it's Ron DeSantis for possibly 8 years. And if DeSantis picks somebody like Kristi Noem, then yeah, you got another torchbearer. But,
yes.
You know, this is why it's an open question. There's a lot of options here. There's a lot more options on the right side than there is on the left.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? I mean, they got no bench. The liberals have no bench. They got nobody to go to.
They have Kamala.
They have no bench. They have nobody to go to. That's what I said.
You know, I mean, what, you don't like Kamala?
Does anybody? Her staff doesn't even like her.
I know they're leaving left and right.
I mean, you know, they're like the flies that are jumping off the ship just to get to the rats.
I know.
You know, it's a weird thing because Biden ain't good for 2024. We know that.
But he says he's running.
Well, he has to say that because if he says, no, I'm not, he's a lame duck president starting today.
That's true.
Okay, so he has to.
You know, Obama will load him up with enough drugs to keep him going. You know that.
Well, that last shot Biden got, that wasn't a booster.
No.
Those are anti-dementia drugs.
Yes, they were.
You know, he's going to be spiking the pudding. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you look at, you know, we know he's no good for 2024. Kamala Harris. I mean, she's at the bottom of the cesspool in the ratings.
True.
I mean, when she ran the last time, she couldn't even get to the Iowa primary.
That's right. She quit before.
She quit before the Iowa primary.
Yes, she did.
You know, yeah. I mean, she's got no voter base. They can't run on her. They can't run on Biden's coattails. They certainly can't, you know. Who else do they have? Bernie Sanders?
Oh,
Pete
God.
Buttigieg?
Oh, that joke?
What about
him? He's going to show pictures of himself pretending to be a woman with phony boobs nursing his adopted child?
Yes.
That would turn our entire election system into a farce.
A lot of people are saying Hillary, but she's got a lot of baggage, including Bill.
Yeah, but the problem is no one does anything about Hillary's baggage.
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell might.
They're saying she's not going to sing.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and I don't know if I believe that or not. If she doesn't sing, she is literally going to spend the rest of her life in prison.
You know something? I honestly don't think she's going to get life in prison. I think she's going to get a very harsh sentence, but I don't think she's going to get life because nobody died.
Well, no, they won't sentence her to life. They'll sentence her to 65 years, and she's 60 years old now, which means this is a federal prison, so there's no parole in the federal prison system. That means she get out when she's 125.
True. True.
You know? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she's got the goods. You know,
I believe she does, but you know, we even have the proof, meaning the public, because we have pictures of Billy Boy and Hillary on the island with these young girls.
We got Billy on the plane. They had Ghislaine Maxwell at Chelsea's wedding.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I don't know, but I can tell you this. Boy, I'm getting a bad echo back.
I don't know why.
I don't either, but our audio is really bad.
It's a Skype thing.
Yeah, it's got to be. But they have no bench. They have nobody coming up for 2024.
No. Nothing. Not a person of quality. And there's always the chance. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Joe Manchin can ride in and try to save the Democrat Party. not the liberals, not the progressives, but turn the Democrat Party back into a party of JFK.
Well, I mean, they've got Joe Manchin, they've got Tulsi Gabbard, too.
They have Tulsi. And you want to know something? If there was ever a Democrat that I liked, it's Tulsi Gabbard. While I don't agree with her economic positions, her socialism favoring positions, she is 100% pro-military, for American exceptionality, and making us number one back on the world stage.
Right.
So
there's pros and cons to her.
I'm just saying, they got a steep uphill road.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's what it is. Finally, tonight, in the last 15 minutes that we've got here, turns out the Dems are fundraising off of something really weird.
They're fundraising off the rioting itself.
Off of January 6th?
6th, yeah. Yeah, they're using what they consider an insurrection to raise funds for their own campaigns.
That's nuts. That's
nuts. Yeah. Not only their campaigns, but their interests, quote unquote.
Well, yeah. I mean, the DNC is probably raking it in off of that too, right?
I would assume so.
Not just individual candidates, but the DNC itself.
Well, yeah, the DNC has their hands in everything one way or another.
Well, they got their hands in everything like that. They got their heads up there, you know what?
Yep. Well, that's par for course for the Liberal Democrats, that's for sure.
Here we got the Liberals telling us, telling everybody, and this includes the media, the mainstream media, that what happened on January 6th a year ago was worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than the Civil War. They're equating it to Auschwitz. You know, and this is so that they can raise money. Purely political and 100% BS.
It's total BS. You know, can you imagine raising funds for your own interests and your own political gains against something you're equating, like Kamala Harris did, to Pearl Harbor?
Do you remember
that stupid remark of hers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she equated it to Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
Yes, and 9/11.
You know, and you look at this and you go, really, people are going to donate money because this was one of the darkest days in American history? I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's that ridiculous, folks, but that's what's happening.
You know, 9/11 killed 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Harbor killed about that many, too.
Pretty close.
Okay, the Civil War, a million people died.
Right.
Okay. You're going to equate it to concentration camps in Nazi Germany where 6 million Jews were murdered?
Right.
You know? As an insurrection, this thing was over in about 2 hours.
Insurrection?
You know, I mean, a 2 hour long insurrection, really?
That accomplished nothing except the ones that we were supposedly insurrecting against were the only ones that committed murder.
Yeah. I mean, Ashley Babbitt was the only person murdered that day.
Exactly.
There's no indication that anybody that was wandering around in the Capitol was armed.
Correct.
You know, and what did they do? They delayed the certification of the vote by a factor of what, 3-4 hours?
Yeah. Big deal. You know, it gave more time for Mike Pence's true cowardly demeanor to come through.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they bought him some time.
But this is what they're fundraising off of. This is what they think was the absolute most god-awful thing that ever happened. You know, they don't even go back to June of 2020 when Antifa and Black Lives Matter was lighting Washington, D.C. on fire.
Exactly.
You know, and you want to go back further? You go back to the 1970s and the, what was it, the Weather Underground actually bombed the state capitol, or not the National Capitol building in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
And people died in that.
Of course.
And of course, you know, one of those people from the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, is the one that helped launch Barack Obama's career.
Oh, God.
You know?
That's true.
But this a year ago on January 6th, this was the worst thing ever.
No, it wasn't. It was basically, as far as an insurrection goes, it was a nothing burger.
I mean, you look at this thing, you look at what they're saying, it's all BS, and yet they're raising money on this. It's insipid. Who in the world is donating money based on that? I mean, outside of people like George Soros and, you know, some of those morons, but, you know, who in the garden variety Democrats are giving money to the DNC or any individual candidate based on something that was nothing?
I know. But you know what? There are a lot of Democrats who think this was progressive liberal Democrats who think this was the worst thing ever. Remember, these are sheeple that they are playing to now, sheeple who will buy into and believe anything they are told to believe.
That's a good point. Percentage-wise, of all registered Democrats, how many people, you know, what percentage are they playing to, do you think?
I'd say more than 50%. Most of the Democrats are sheeple. You have a small number of Blue Dogs, a small number of JFK Democrats. Put them together, maybe 20% are that way. The rest are buying the liberal soup.
So what do we do to get the truth out there? I mean, other than what we're doing, how do we convince these people that they're hitching their wagon to the wrong horse?
Just by keep pounding it home. That's the only thing I can think of. Keep pounding it home.
I mean you would think some of these Democrats, the sheeple, as you call them, and rightly so, you would think some of them would be asking questions like, well, if you've got 1,400 hours of video from January 6th, where is it? Why can't we see it? Why can't we see all these horrendous things that you say you have seen on video? Why aren't they showing it? Because it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's pretty simple. It just that those videos don't exist. You know, they say they were afraid for their lives. From what? From what? We've got video of those people wandering around in the Capitol, not harming anyone. You know, that goofy shaman guy, he walks into the Senate, and he's just strolling around. He's talking to the Capitol Police, and they're talking to him. It's like, hey, how are you? Yeah. An insurrection? A deadly situation? As bad as Pearl Harbor? What?
Yeah. No, not quite. You know, they have their whole idea of what's important in history and what's not important in history. The important things are 9/11. The important things are Pearl Harbor. Things like that. What's not important in the scope of American history is a joke of an insurrection that was anything but an insurrection.
Well, it's pretty clear that the liberals have gotten completely desperate, because if that's the boat they're going to try and ride to a victory in the midterm this year and again in 2024, they're sadly mistaken.
Well,
they're sadly mistaken.
What else do they have to run on? Seriously.
Well, you know, that's just it. They've got nothing. Now, next week on Tuesday, I'm going to have an article about that. Okay? And I'm going to do a whole segment on that. The fact that they've got nothing. They've got nothing.
They have nothing.
You know? They can't keep writing this. It's not just January 6th. Every single thing they're talking about is a nothing burger, okay?
Exactly.
Biden was out there crowing earlier today about the economy and jobs and all that. You know, they were expecting about 800,000 jobs to come, you know, to be filled in December. They got 199,000.
I know.
That's not a success.
No, it is not a success by any means.
You know, I hate to break it to them, but that's pretty pathetic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, what are they going to run on? Their strength at the border, Afghanistan, you know, the great withdrawal from Afghanistan. I mean, what do they got? You know, I mean,
they have this, not the Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal. Build Back Better, that's dead.
Yeah, which is, you know, a joke to begin with.
I mean, what are they going to do? You know?
I don't know.
Diana, challenge you. I'm challenging you, and I'm not going to make you come up with it here in the next couple of minutes that we have left. I'm going to give you all the way till Tuesday.
Okay.
Name one, just one, success in the Biden administration. One.
There is none. You don't have to give me any time.
You've got till Tuesday.
But there is no successes. How can I give you one when there is none?
I'm sure if you put your whole mind to it. By Tuesday, you might, not saying you will, but I'm saying you might come up with something.
Oh, well, I got something. Biden's demeanor, his whole presentation as president, has brought new focus on dementia and what dementia does to people.
Well, there you go. There's a success.
Okay.
There you go.
Some success, right?
I mean, you just, I can understand somebody getting off to a slow start, but a full year of a slow start, and especially from somebody who's been the vice president for two terms.
Right. And 47 years in public office.
He was elected the same year as William Howard Taft. I don't think a lot of people know that, but it's true.
Really?
No.
No, but I mean the same last two numbers, not the same century or anything.
I'm saying the same century. I'm going with the century. Yeah, that's how long he's been in Washington.
Bader Ginsburg being as old as, what was the joke? She's as old as Lincoln or something.
Yeah, something like that. You know, she was around when Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, it's just this whole administration is a disaster from the jump.
It is. It is. There is no question about it.
But don't fool yourself, folks. These are not Joe Biden's policies. These are Barack Obama's policies.
Oh, of course. Obama is the puppet behind him. There's no question about that at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got 58 minutes and 40 seconds into the show before I had to cough.
Oh, very good.
That's not bad.
No, that isn't.
That's not bad after coming out of COVID.
No, that's very good. You sound the best today that you've sounded since the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think you're right. I notice it just in talking to people, talking to Susan, talking to the dogs, and doing my local news, Nebraska and South Dakota news. That I do for the Twister here in my part of the world. You know, I notice the voice has been coming back little by little, and that's good. But it's good to finally get back on the air.
Yeah, it is. We've missed being on the air, and our listeners, from the messages we've been receiving, have missed us, and we thank you for that.
And, folks, we do apologize for the audio issues tonight. I think it's probably Skype. I'm not sure, but we're going to look into that and hopefully have that all cleared up for you by the time we get on the air next Tuesday.
Yes, and we'll be back with articles again. And as the year progresses, we will go to back to our 7 to 9 p.m. format because we will be in the heat of the midterm election.
And of course, election night is always on a Tuesday night, which is a show night, and you can bet that Diane and I will be covering that in November.
Right, because this is the predecessor to us taking it all back.
Diane, we've plumb run out of time.
Okay.
Want to say goodnight?
Nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Tuesday.